Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Saturday, the 19th of April, Anno Domini 2003. This is Sound Bites. We will be taking your phone calls. We'll be giving you news and views and just talking because we like to hear the sounds of our own voices. Who are we? Excellent question. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we'll start with the news, and we'll start with Steve because he's not ready.
No, I'm just trying to get my mic to sit up here, right?
So this harkens back to my grammar school days. If you were, you know, ready and had your hand up, you never got called on. Yeah, and if you were the kid sitting in the back, picking your nose and making paper airplanes.
Or putting your head down. Putting your head down. Like you're busy doing something.
Yeah, you got called on first. Yeah. So, Steve.
Well, we had some good news and some bad news in the Mac world this week. Apple released a system update, version 10.2.5, the usual faster, better, you know, fewer problems kind of thing. But it also introduced a new problem that it apparently doesn't like some brands of USB hubs, and you may get a kernel panic, which is basically...
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Basically meaning the system crashes and tells you to restart. The kernel is the very low-level underlying function of the Unix operating system underneath the pretty interface. And if you get an unauthorized kernel trap with different modules, especially com.apple.driver.appleusbhub, then you know you've been afflicted by this bug. The temporary workaround is to disconnect your USB hub. It doesn't happen with all brands, only some. They haven't actually released a list of what brands it doesn't like. But if you get this problem after updating to 10.2.5, disconnect your hub, see if that problem goes away. You can also download an older version of the USB hub driver from Apple's developer website, and we'll be posting links on our website shortly.
Excellent. Thank you.
I don't believe that.
What?
He had good news and bad news. It only took him a couple minutes to tell.
It was concise. It was to the point. I was very impressed.
Steve, he must have been impressed.
Who are you, and what have you done with the real Steve? Steve.
Well, I've got more stuff here if you want.
No, that's good. That's good enough.
Thanks. Afraid of.
And now on to Dave.
Well, if you folks have been waiting for the newest 875P chip coming out from Intel, it's the new 3 gigahertz, you're going to have to wait a little longer. Well, they've found some anomalies.
Anomaly. Dun, anomaly. Dun, 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 dun. Anomaly.
So,
thank God it's anomalies.
Yeah, really. They're not saying exactly, but, you know, of course, they don't want to say pinpoint it exactly, but any of the current chips in production will not be affected by it. It's just this new 875P chip, and they're going to put it on hold for a little while just to do a little further testing before they release it out to the public. And last thing they want to do is... We don't have something go out there like, what was it? Oh, it had to be 5-6 years ago when the math coprocessor, which, you know, only scientific people would have really run into the issue, but it was still an issue, so they had to pull it. And Oh, well. Yeah.
Couple of interesting points. There is a new Microsoft patch out on the 17th. Microsoft released details of yet another vulnerability in versions of Windows. But some security experts are dubious about the patch, the contents of the patch for Windows 2000. The flaw in question is in the Windows kernel. It affects XP, NT, and 2000. It's labeled as important, and it affects the way the kernel passes error messages to a debugger, if you care. What that means is the attacker could write a program that exploits the flaw, runs code, takes any action, could delete your data, could add accounts with administrative access, could reconfigure the machine. But although the patch has been issued, security experts have recommended users to avoid applying it because it contains a number of unidentified files for which no information is available. The Windows 2000 version of this advisory contains numerous files not listed in the manifest supplied in the Microsoft Knowledge Base article. There are about 10 of them for which details are not included. So they're recommending that you not play around with that patch until Microsoft tells us what those other 10 files are for. Speaking of not knowing what files are for, many of you know...
So shouldn't they know they put them there?
They should know. Yeah. We don't know. No. It's not that nobody knows. It's that nobody outside of...
They won't tell us.
We're going to take a break now find a good rubber chicken to hit Steve with. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Nick Picaray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
Hey friends, Lonsberry here, inviting you to come out and join me Saturday, May 3rd for the third annual Kipling Light Ontario Shore Marathon at Hamlin Beach State Park. Now, I'm going to run all 26.2, but if you're not up to that, don't worry about it. There's a relay race, a half marathon, race walking, and inline skating. Fun for the whole family. And the Kipling Light Marathon benefits the Arthritis Foundation. Register, call 264-1480, or go to OntarioShoreMarathon.com. It's brought to you by us here at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. Times have changed, and men are taking dressing for job interviews more seriously. Many of them are finding that a business casual option just doesn't cut it anymore.
Yes, my name is Frank Bakaitis. As unfortunately is all too common these days, I found myself job hunting and needing to go out on interviews. And I've been in a business casual environment for so long, I didn't have anything appropriate to wear. I needed a new suit, yet I had to stay on a very tight budget. I went into the men's warehouse store and explained my situation to the wardrobe consultant, and he brought out a suit that was absolutely perfect for what I needed. You could have knocked me over with a feather when he told me that the suit was only $200. And I know I could have spent a lot more money other places, but I wouldn't have gotten anything more than I got at Men's Warehouse.
Good luck, Frank. Though if your resume looks as good as you do in your new suit, you probably won't need it. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
The Men's Warehouse at the mall at Grease Ridge Center in Marketplace Mall and the Eastview Mall. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Your pansies are perking up, lawnmowers are cranking, and the bees are back in action. Spring, my friends, is in full swing. And it's time for the great garden event at True Value, the big daddy of sales. Pick up a great savings card and you can earn $25 in free merchandise. Yeah, whoa. So, save on stuff for your lawn and garden projects. Get to the Great Garden Event at True Value. Go now. Seize the moment. Bask in the glory. See participating stores for details. Points earned based on purchases.
Cheapo.
Penny Pincher.
Coupon Charlie.
Sure, they're just names, but they hurt.
Ouch.
And there's a place that understands. A place called Hotwire.com. We won't call you things like
belt tightener.
Oh, no. Hotwire will help you embrace your frugal side with the lowest hotel prices guaranteed, or we'll give you double the difference. Does that sound like someone who you a
tightwad?
Nope. The only thing we'll call you is our kind of customer. Oh, and cheapskate.
Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive. Cheap.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And my earpiece is a little messed up. We're going to get to the phones in just a minute. A couple lines are still open, so those of you who've been sitting by gnashing your teeth that you can't call in, now's your chance.
You know who we haven't heard from yet?
Who?
Sheila.
Sheila!
Sheila still needs to get in contact with us. Because,
that's right. She hasn't.
You know what we are still lacking, folks?
We are lacking more pictures of Rob Linton. And I forgot my digital camera.
And we were going the Rob Linton screensaver.
The Rob Linton screensaver. We need the pictures of Rob for the Rob Linton.
That would really be nice to have, so we could hand it out maybe even at the Lilac Festival.
So if any of you out there are friends of Rob and are listening to this show, and you have pictures of Rob. Rob is going to hurt me in ways I can't even imagine. Send them Send them to Dave at soundbites.org, and we will get the Rob Linton screensaver up and running.
No. Don't start something you can't finish.
Oh, we can finish it. That's no problem.
We're not going to finish it. Sheila's going to finish it for us.
Yeah. Very selective on who I let take pictures of me now. Thank you very much.
Well, it's too late. I'm sure there are many pictures of you out there. They don't have to be recent pictures.
Yeah, God.
They just have to be pictures.
You know what? I even have his mom's phone number. Maybe I can get baby pictures.
Excellent.
Yes.
You must have that one picture on the little bearskin rug.
Oh, I'll have to talk to his mom.
We never had a bearskin rug.
All right, but there's got to be somewhere bearskin somewhere.
We're just out of the bed.
Steve, just stop.
Steve.
I'm practically typing here.
Before we get to the phones, hold on a second. I do want to talk a little bit about Kazaa. We all know about Kazaa. It's a file sharing utility and service
virus
on the internet. Virus spreader. As we all know, it downloads a whole bunch of adware and spyware onto your system, which you can remove. But what you may not know is that the Kazaa Media Desktop Program itself is already spyware. Unbeknownst to most users, Charmin Network's Kazaa, the world's most popular post-Napster file-sharing program, has built-in software that spies on its users. Kazaa has partnered with a company called Brilliant Digital, which makes software that is downloaded and invisibly installed with the Kazaa Media Desktop. In addition, Brilliant Software automatically hooks users into yet another network, AltNet, which tracks behavior, stores and retrieves targeted banner ads and pop-ups. It even seeks to profit by siphoning off processing power from its customers' computers. And so if you are running Kazaa, at least be aware that you are not only loading spyware onto your system, but also giving that other system permission to use your computer to do whatever it wants. And it doesn't, you know, I mean, we're not talking about SETI at home or anything like that. We're talking about whatever they want to use it for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the end user license agreement. It's about 5,000 words long. It's almost incoherent. Lots of people are using other programs. Kazaa Lite is one. Even better is a program called Sharazaa. Stuff like that. So,
Better would be to legally purchase the things you want to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's that. Yes.
What a...
Yeah. So if now what that network is good for is getting hold of things that are no longer in copyright and no longer published.
Yeah.
For example, much of the old time radio stuff that I like is no longer under copyright and no longer published. So the only way I can get it is by people sharing it. So for that, it's a perfectly legitimate and legal use. We're going to phones now.
You know who else we should have call us, though?
Who?
Rob's mom. If she's listening, Rob says no. But
here's
I think
the problem. Rob is the one who gets the phone call. So if he even recognizes her voice, he's just going to suddenly have phone
Mrs.
trouble.
Have somebody else call you.
Hello, Ma. Ma?
Have somebody else call for you.
Right, and then you can sneak on. Our first caller today may or may not be Mrs. Linton, but it purports to be Dave from Bloomfield. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hi, love your show.
Thanks.
I'm calling about a problem I'm having with my Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with System Restore, I believe. I had to use System Restore a few weeks ago, and now everything seemed to work fine just as it was advertised, but now when I go to Windows Update, it says I need these certain updates. When I download them, I can download them, but when I go to install them, they won't install. And it's almost like when I use the restore function, I erased some markers for these updates, and now they won't install now. Is that possible?
Wait a minute. Rob's calling his mom to get her not to call. He's on the phone right now with her, threatening her. We'll get right back to you in just a second, Dave. But Rob is on his cell phone, threatening his mother not to call the show. Now, Mrs.
She says she will not give up any of my baby pictures. Okay, well, I told her she can't, but...
Yeah. Ah, no, see? He threatened her. Mrs. Linton, call me at the shop on Monday, 442-4843.
And I'd like to arrange to get them.
We can, we'll protect you.
We'll protect them. We'll get them back to you. Not a problem. Now back to Dave's problem.
Sorry,
from
Dave.
From Bloomfield. We have the Windows update problem.
Right, but that's exactly what it did, Dave, is unfortunately, when you went back to that previous point in time, you know, all those other updates were kind of eradicated. And you, what is it? What update is it having problems doing?
Well, there's two recent security patches that they've come out with, and I can't seem to get them to install now. I did them originally when they first came out.
Yeah.
And now when I want to reinstall them, it won't do it. It blocks
and there's,
it.
There's also been an issue that Microsoft is releasing security patches with the same name, even though it's a newer patch with a newer date on them. It looks like it's one that you already should have.
Now, I know I can undo a restore point, but
yeah,
how...
But no, you don't want to do that right now. Be honest with you, you know, until they can get it out there and get another update that's going to kind of supersede all the other updates, which you might only have to wait, maybe, say, a week, you might live on the edge and just kind of ignore those for a week and see what happens, as opposed to going back to that previous point in time when you were having issues.
Mm-hmm.
You can also try going to Microsoft's download page and downloading them and installing them manually and not letting software update bother with it.
Okay.
That's another thought.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Give that a shot. Let us know if it works. Before we move on, I just have to talk a little bit here, just one more thing about our beloved Rob. Okay. Here I am on my...
Putting his earpiece back in.
Yeah, he's putting his earpiece back in. Here I am on my instant messaging program, and I've got about a dozen people on here. Some of them have no status message. Some of their away things are like, I am away from my computer right now, I'll be right back, that sort of thing. Rob, on the other hand, Rob says, I'm a little stuffy, but I won't let that stop me from informing a 250,000 people of the latest news live on the air at Wham.
You gotta
give a guy credit for that kind of loyalty and dedication. To the...
Should we all stand up and salute him?
Let's salute him, but not stand up. We're going to take a quick break now while Rob chases us around the studio with a stick. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob, Good Sport Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 11WHAM.
Ready for spring with Adidas at Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's has the area's best selection of Adidas baseball and softball cleats with the perfect model for everyone from little leaguer to pro. New cleats are a critical part of playing your best because new cleats mean more traction, and more traction means greater speed down the line, more stolen bases, and more power in the batter's box. So get to Dick's and check out the Adidas Diamond King Mid, a great cleat at a great price for kids and adults. Or try on the hot new Adidas XL 3 conversion. Converts from steel to plastic cleats for whatever your league demands. All part of the best in sports gear for spring from Adidas. In our stores and online at dickssportinggoods.com. And remember, every season starts at Dick's.
Can our local Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport,
top national Mitsubishi's bigger, better, zero event,
Carlisle,
can.
And this is how they're doing it. Right now at Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport, you get any brand new Mitsubishi with no down payment, no car or interest payments till 04.
And get $500 cash back on any new Mitsubishi.
Or get a brand new 03 Lancer for just $179 a month with absolutely no down payment.
Or totally loaded Gallant for just $209 a month with absolutely no down payment.
At Carlisle Mitsubishi, it's your choice.
But whichever plan you choose, means you'll be driving your brand new Carlisle Mitsubishi without taking even one penny out of your pocket. If you've got credit worries, don't worry. Carlisle can't virtually anyone finance, even with your credit pass. 179 for Lancer, 209 for Gallant, or nearly a year free from car payments. It's your choice. The only catch is you can only get these incredible deals by calling Carlisle Mitsubishi in Fairport at 586-8080 or by logging on to CarlisleAuto.com now. Stock number 7164 and 6896. Qualified buyers add tax and fees of 60 months, 60,000 mile payments. Same term and buy it out. Excludes Evo and Endeavor.
Go to Nokia.com/us today and download ringtones to fit your personality. It's your new theme song.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yeah. We're back. We're just chatting with each other. Why you go about your own business? We'll get back to you in just a minute. It's No Mercy Radio, or maybe we should just call it No Mercy to Rob Linton Radio.
And his mom will be calling me on Monday and
at the shop.
We'll coordinate that.
That's right. And write PC management.
My number.
Get the number.
Funny part is when the show's over, all my friends whose parents listen to this radio, listen to this radio station, this show, call me up. They're like, Rob, those guys have no mercy.
That's right. Like, you got it. We never promised you that.
It's fun times. Now, you don't want my mom to call in. She called Bob Lonsbury one day on the air when I was on the air with Bob.
Oh, yeah?
She told him what to do.
I bet she did.
I've already talked to your mom. She's a sweet lady.
Oh, she is.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah. How she raised
now,
you.
Now it brings us to the question about Rob.
Right. But we're back, yeah. And this is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
We're professional.
The eternally prepared Rob Linton. Our next caller, Linda from East Rochester. Welcome, Linda. What's your question?
Hi there, old great computer guru.
That's what we like to hear.
Ah, I think I'm about to hit you from left field with this one.
Uh-oh.
eBay. Been using it for years.
Yep.
All of a sudden now, whenever I put something in a search, the search comes up. But then almost right away takes me to half.com.
Uh-huh.
And then if I click the back button, I get back to the eBay homepage. Got any ideas on how I can complete my searches and scroll down and look?
Have you run AdAware lately?
Yes.
Well, eBay bought half.com, so it's probably something they're doing on their own.
When you get to half.com, are you seeing answers to your searches?
No. Get to the half.com homepage.
The first thing I would have said was some sort of spy. What version of AdAware are you running? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Check to see whether or not it's 6.0, and if it is, update it and run it again. Because I'm thinking you've got something on your machine that's some sort of spyware, AdAware.
We are using 6.0.
Okay. Update it.
The other thing
is run it again. Yeah, it's one thing we should tell everybody: if you are running AdAware, you need to update it regularly, just like your antivirus software.
Yeah. The other thing is: are you running Internet Explorer?
Yes.
You might want to go into under Tools, under Options, and clear out both the temporary Internet files and the cache, in case it's in there and it's remembering that.
Yeah,
we got to
do that.
Pardon?
I did do that.
All right.
It might be trying to put a pop-under window and leaving it on top accidentally.
Yeah, is it a separate window, or is it replacing whatever was in your original window? Yeah, it sounds like something they're doing. If you've done everything else right, I'd love to hear from somebody. Well, I guess.
Well, we have other computers in the house, and they can get that fine.
Then it is just this machine.
Right.
Then it's clearly something in that machine. I would run your antivirus software, update that and run it. Update and run AdAware.
Okay.
But
manually delete your cookies and temp files.
Cookies and temp files.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Get rid of all of those things.
Well, sometimes if you go into the IE preferences and say delete, it doesn't really get them all.
Get rid of them all. Yeah. It still leaves some because
go down on the desktop and do it manually and see what happens.
Yeah. You can go into Windows Explorer and go into the Internet Explorer and temporary files and delete them there.
Okay.
Because
and I crossed my fingers. Jeez, you guys did have answers. I didn't hit you from.
Oh, we always have answers.
Yeah, they may not be right answers.
But it's definitely something in there. And my suspicion is either it's a temporary internet file that, you know, even though you clear it out, it's really not clearing it out. It's just like when Microsoft, you think you're uninstalling something. You could go into the registry and do a search, and you'd be surprised that all the stuff you thought you removed is still in there.
Okay.
So definitely it's either spyware or some temporary internet file that still has got that hook in there that wants to take you where you don't want to go.
Ha.
Ha. Okay.
Okay, because I need my email back. I will try all your suggestions. I understand what you said, believe it or not.
I know you did.
So, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I'll let you know.
Please. Then we should have, we do, we should have, we always have people call back and tell us whether or not we completely screwed up.
We even also get other folks come call back in and give us some other points to, you know, consider and maybe other resolutions.
That's exactly right, and we love that. Our next caller, Al from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Al. What's your question?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I got two hards.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to do is dual boot the machine, the hard drive, on each operating system.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to do it.
Okay, here's the deal. What you do is you need to go into the BIOS. How old is this machine?
Oh, probably about 4 years.
Yeah, you might have a problem.
Yeah.
If it's a new enough machine, you can go into the BIOS and select which hard drive you boot from. If your system doesn't have that feature, if your BIOS doesn't have that feature, you can certainly go and see if there's an update for that BIOS from either the motherboard manufacturer or the BIOS manufacturer, although the motherboard manufacturer would be safer. But barring that, now it's hard.
Yeah. Even that BIOS update might not necessarily give you that feature.
Right.
Because that's usually something built in that you can select off the options, boot from the, you know, when you first item that boots, second, third, and fourth.
Right.
And still might not allow them to switch drives.
But if it does give you the option of picking a different drive, then you simply pick a different drive. Now, the first time you do that, of course, you won't have an operating system on it, and at that point, you then load the information, you load the CD, and install to that drive.
Okay.
And in fact, to be safe, when you're doing an installation, unplug the other drive. That's always safest.
There is a company, and I've only seen it on a couple computers, where you could literally, it replaces one of the 5 1/4 inch bays,
mm-hmm.
and it hooks up, and you can push the button.
It's a switch.
Yeah.
A switch.
I've seen them.
To literally boot from
whichever hard drive.
Yeah. You can have up to 4 hard drives in there and pick which button you're going to boot to and what operating system it's going to boot to.
Okay, that might be the easiest way.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, how about one other quick one?
Very quick.
I got an AVI file that was emailed to me. That's supposed to be a video file.
Just throw it away.
Okay.
Well, sorry. Go ahead, finish.
I'm just trying to figure out if I can, if I can't play the AVI when I go to play it. It just plays like a music file. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's the problem with AVI files. There are approximately 7.5 billion different codecs for AVI.
Okay. Compressor, decompressor.
Yeah. Compressor, decompressor. And in addition to that, a lot of AVI files, when you don't have the correct codec, it automatically will go out to the site listed in the AVI file to download it. What a great way for spammers to find out you're a real email address. Because what they'll do is put into that file some sort of music or something, so you know there's something legitimate there. And while it's doing that, it's going out to that site and saying, I'm getting the codec.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, it goes to get that codec and sends with the information to download the codec your email address. So now they know you're a live person who opens up email and blindly clicks on AVIs.
I got this emailed from a friend of mine.
Do they know they sent it?
No, and he sent it personally.
Okay.
Oh, okay then. Even
safer.
So, even that's a little safer. Even so, where did your friend get this file?
He created it somehow.
Okay.
I don't know how he did it.
Then in that case,
that's
he's going to need
safe.
To. That's way safe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then what he's going to have to do is to recode it in a more common AVI format.
Okay. Yeah, you apparently have the decompressor for the audio portion, but not the video portion.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks.
We're going to take another quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Meenik Francesco on Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Hello, and welcome to Unanimous Anonymous, the support group for people who always agree.
It's nice to be here.
Great. Now, who wants to go first?
I do.
Okay, that's everyone. Would anyone rather go last?
I would.
Okay.
If everyone always agreed, there'd be no reason for Millstone Premium Coffee. Millstone has over 30 different selections, from light and mild to dark and bold, so you can find the coffee that's right for you.
Sounds great.
Millstone Coffee. Taste what's out there.
And now, our motivational speaker, Carl.
Who's ready to reach their inner winner?
Allergies have your sinuses congested? Afrin No-Drip Nasal Spray starts to relieve congestion instantly. Sudafed takes up to 30 minutes to start working. And after 4 hours, Afrin still does a better job keeping nasal passages open.
Ah, now I feel like a winner.
Breathe better in an Afrin instant. Use as directed. Compared to Sudafed maximum strength 60 milligrams.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Get in the zone.
With gas prices at an all-time high, poor gas mileage will waste a lot of money these days. So get to AutoZone and do something about it right now. Install a new set of spark plugs, replace your dirty air filter, put in a new fuel filter, and add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Get to AutoZone and start getting better gas mileage today.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H. Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. We're taking your calls. We're talking about news. We're having fun. And we're going to have fun now by taking a call from Ed from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Well, I have a Sony Vaio laptop.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the enter key and the backspace key don't work.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that I can think of that I like differently is that as it was shutting down one day, I pulled the power plug, the AC cord, out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that did anything or not, but I've run Norton utilities.
No.
I ran the Windows repair thing.
Because if it's going to... See, it's a ribbon that goes into that keyboard, very fine,
yep.
What they call candy ribbon, that hooks that keyboard up. And usually, if you blew the keyboard, it would blow the entire keyboard. This, I take it, is still under warranty.
Oh, I do have the, extended warranty on it, so.
Then I would definitely take it on into them. You've got just a couple bad pads. If you were to pull that keyboard out, it's very thin, and the sensors in that on the pads, sometimes the plunger mechanism in there, can go bad on a couple keys.
Yeah, but so, would that affect both keys at the same time? Because they were working.
It depends on the circuitry. On
right.
The
sure,
keyboard. Because particularly on that keyboard, if you take a look, they're pretty close together.
Oh, yeah, so either the... you know, the whole keyboard works or it doesn't work. So it's
So you've got something out, and I would take it back and have them check it out and replace it.
Okay, we'll do.
We had three computers come in this week whose children and or pets have ripped keys off the keyboard.
Yeah.
and stop eating peanut butter right at the computer.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Oh, I get folks that sit there and eat, you know, bagels and donuts in the morning.
Yeah.
Over their keyboards, and I can take their keyboard and literally shake it upside down, and all this, you know, you can feed a parakeet with it.
And you do.
Yeah.
Well, you feed an African gray, actually, yeah.
I was actually not to scare you folks, but I was just reading an article the other day that said the most unhealthy environment in your house is your keyboard because you spill stuff in it all the time, never clean it out. It sits there for years. Think about what it's doing down in there.
Well, the other thing is the oil's napping your hands.
Yep.
You're keen on it. You spill food in it, that can also grow germs. You touch it, and then you might all of a sudden wipe your face or something like that.
Yep.
You know, you can.
So you want to make sure your computer's off before you do this. But every once in a while, you might want to take a Kleenex or a cloth and a little Lysol and
vacuum cleaner, even suck out some of the dirt.
Make sure it's turned off and even disconnected if you're going to use a vacuum cleaner because you can get a lot of static right off a vacuum. Yeah. So make sure it's turned. Make sure you've disconnected the keyboard and clean it out once in a while.
No. As a matter of fact, I'd leave it plugged in. Because there is a ground on the keyboard,
right.
And having it still plugged in would still keep it grounded.
Yep, you're right.
Sucking it, I don't know.
You're right. That's exactly right. But clean it out and to make sure that all happens. We are, I believe, going to take. Yes, we are. It's the.
He's smiling at
us. We're trying to get these signals here. I don't know what's going on, but we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob, Mr. Communication Linton, and me, Nicesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Central Command will confirm that a strike was conducted on a leadership target.
We are moderately certain he was inside.
Saddam and his sons, there is a good confidence they are no longer.
When news breaks, we're there. We are Rochester's news leader. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Hey friends, Lonsberry here, inviting you to come out and join me Saturday, May 3rd for the third annual Kipling Light Ontario Shore Marathon at Hamlin Beach State Park. I'm going to run all 26.2, but if you're not up to that, don't worry about it. There's a relay race, a half marathon, race walking, and inline skating. Fun for the whole family. And the Kipling Light Marathon benefits the Arthritis Foundation. Register, call 264-1480, or go to OntarioShoreMarathon.com. It's brought to you by us here at News Radio 1180, WHAM.
America at War. In-depth team coverage on News.
CBS News, I'm Susan Monday. Well, they can hardly contain themselves, family.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 11 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, that's true. We are Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linson.
And we're going to get back to the phones in just a moment, but before we do that, we're going to talk a little bit about our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. Soundbites.
We got to meet Francis.
Yes, we do. On Soundbites, we run a weekly poll. Last week's poll had 226 voters, which makes it number 59 on the all-time chart. The question was, for the Soundbites archives, Do you prefer higher sound quality or a smaller file size or other? Leave an opinion. Michael gave us that. Thank you, Michael. Anybody who has a poll, opinion, or idea should send it to us at soundbites.org. There's an address poster. You can just send it to any of us. The winner with 56% of the votes was actually higher sound quality. Small file size got 35% of the vote, and 9% of you said other and left an opinion. We do also have a place where you can leave an opinion. We'll talk about that in a moment.
That must mean a lot of people are on broadband and don't mean the large file sizes.
At least a lot of the people who vote are on broadband.
That's true.
Really, it's a self-selecting group, really.
Plus disk size now. I think that's more of it, too. You know, people were worried about it taking up too much space. Well, with the 80 and bigger gig hard drives.
Well, the thing that we've always been looking at is how long it would take to download. I record the raw AIF. It's 500 megs. So, So I'm recording it at 11K 8-bit mono.
Yeah.
And that brings it down to 100 megs.
Yeah, right.
And then when I MP3 it, I'm doing a 24K mono, and that brings it down to like 30 megs. So that's what we upload.
Yeah, exactly. This week's what I should do, write this down. I should have a poll that says how many of you keep the old show.
I sent you that poll last night.
I didn't see it.
That poll request. Yeah, it's in your email.
Okay, good. Excellent. Thank you. For this week's poll, we asked this a couple of years ago. I'm asking it again now. I back up my important data, and the choices are once a day, once a week, once a month, once, when I'm reminded, thanks, and backups. We don't need no stinking backups. So far, we have had 68 responses, and once a month and backups, we don't need no stinking backups, are tied at 24% apiece.
And I love those folks that sit there and think, we don't need no stinking backups, because then they come to me. I just had a client just this past week. His machine went south on him. And, I says, well, where's your backups? Can you get this information off the hard drive?
It's not important enough for you to spend 15 minutes backing it up, but it is important enough for you to spend how many hundreds of dollars with somebody getting it all back for you. It's fascinating to me.
He first called me up, and I said, I can do it, but it's going to take me a good 6 hours or so. Well, I don't know if I want to pay that. I don't know whether it's worth it. He tried a few other places. They said, no, we can't do anything for you. Finally came back to me. We did it. It took me a little less, but it's time-consuming. And we were able to get all his data, all his bookmarks, all his mail, and everything else recovered off of it. But, you know, it's not going to be cheap, folks.
No.
And it depends on what part of it is bad. There's a great...
Exactly.
There's a company I've used before called Drive Savers.
Yep.
They have an amazing website with a really neat museum of disasters.
Yeah, right.
They get a lot of laptops after trade shows. They get run over by the buses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorites was an Amazon River expedition.
Yes, that
the
one.
The boat sank, and they sent divers down a few months later
Got the laptop.
But, they have a clean room with an electron microscope, and they look at which way the little bit of rust is pointing.
Yep.
Very expensive.
And that's very expensive. But you know what? It's a lot cheaper to just back up.
It is.
Get yourself a writable CD, back up your data regularly.
Or even...
I get a little anal, I have to admit. I back it up to another machine at home, over to one of my machines at work, which automatically backs up onto tape. And I put it on CD once in a while. So I get a little anal about getting all my data.
Well, now, especially folks, Quicken now has a service.
Right.
That you can store information. They'll give you 20 gig of storage space, and it's like $99 or 20 meg, rather. 20 megs of storage space for $99 a year.
And even your internet service that you subscribe to now gives you personal web and file space. You probably only have 5 or 10 megs.
Yeah.
But that's probably enough for your important documents.
Right, for documents, not for programs or that stuff. But the documents, your bookmarks, all those things.
Anything that would take time to recreate.
One thing we're seeing in the Mac world now is that since pretty much every Mac sold today has FireWire built in, we are getting a lot of people backing up to FireWire hard drives. Mm-hmm. You plug it in, you back it up, you unplug it.
Yep.
And the annoyance with backing up to CD is the capacity. In fact, we had a customer this week with she was a video producer.
See, they can't. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So her backup was 60 gigs.
Right. Right. For that, you need even DVDs.
Yep. That's only four
That's
gigs.
Only 4 gigs. That's right. Yeah. At any rate, once you have entered your poll option, please go to my website. There's a link right off the Soundbites website. Please go to my website, asknick.com, and leave an opinion. So far, we've got 9 opinions at nick.com, and we'd love to know what your opinion is on backing up as well. So please do that for us. And as long as you're at our website, soundbites.org, you can check out the show cam. That's running right now. We've got every 10 seconds the picture updates. You can see how attentive and ready to go we are at this very moment. Yes, sir. Dave's almost awake. And we'll see what that looks like on the next go-round. But you can also check out the movie posters, the logo, saga. We have an amazing amount of stuff going on our website. We have a forum where lots and lots of people, in fact, over 1,300 people are currently registered. We have some people who post constantly and are doing some hysterically funny stuff. Our movie posters are currently my favorite. Right now we have Lollygag doing a series of 007 stuff. It's a lot of fun. You should join us online. The fun on Soundbites doesn't stop at 2 o'clock on Saturday, but it is going to stop for the next minute and a half or so while we do a few commercials, and we're going to take a quick break while I clear my throat. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Michael Corleone, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The Twins are in for a whole new ball game. The new-look Rochester Red Wings open the season at home with games April 14th through the 20th. There's no school, and it's time to play ball. Wednesday, April 16th, it's the first business person special of the year. Game time is 12:05, so come out to Frontier for lunch. Stick around as the Wings battle Scranton. The Wings take on Pawtucket on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Sunday. All games at 1:35. Join us for an Easter egg hunt on Sunday. And after the game, the kids can run the bases with spikes. For tickets, call 423-WING. Red Wings baseball. History on deck.
Take me.
The Rochester Dodge dealers are back with more incredible offer. 0% financing for up to 60 months. Or rebates up to $3,500.
Only in April and only from Dodge.
You'll save like never before on every new Dodge. You'll get the best values in America and Dodge's 770 powertrain warranty on every new Dodge.
Put $750 down on a new Caravan and Dodge will match it with another $750.
Plus rebates up to $3,500 or 0% financing for up to 60 months. Get $3,000 cash back or 0 for 60 on Dodge Ram and Dakota. The Rochester Dodge dealers have huge inventories on new Dodge cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans.
That means incredible selection and unbelievable deals for you.
Visit any one of the 5 Rochester Dodge dealers,
like Cortez Dodge in Henrietta,
Doan Dodge in Greece, Irondequoit Dodge in Irondequoit, Marina Dodge in Webster,
or Vision Dodge in Penfield.
0% financing for up to 60 months, or rebates up to $3,500.
Only in April and only from Dodge.
Visit one of your Rochester area Dodge dealers today.
The Verizon Wireless Reliability Check, coming to you today from the big soccer match. By now you know Verizon Wireless has America's most reliable national wireless network. Looks like Super Dad hasn't heard the news. He's trying to call Mom to tell her about Susie's goal, but he can't get a wireless signal. Poor Dad. With the Verizon Wireless network, chances are they'd have connected by now, and everybody would be celebrating together. Ooh, nice kick. Kid's got a future. Oh, hey, and right now with the National Family Share Plan, you can get 2 lines for just $59.99 monthly access. You'll share 400 anytime minutes and unlimited night and weekend minutes on the America's Choice Network. Get on the winning team with Verizon Wireless.
Get wireless value big enough to share. Stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Subject to new annual customer agreement and calling plan, $175 early termination fee applies. Other restrictions apply. See store for details. See VerizonWireless.com for network claim support.
Golisano Children's Hospital at Strong congratulates the Wham Sportswomen of the Year Luncheon on its 25th anniversary and thanks Getting a USA for supporting the hospital and its patients at this year's event. Spring is an important time for Golisano Children's Hospital, and the community is invited to get involved. One way to show your support is to participate in the Stroll for Strong Kids Saturday, May 31st. For more information, call 585-273-5948.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services.
Shop at Nokia.com/us to hook up with a new Nokia phone, service, and a cool downloadable ringtone.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, doggone it, I miss him every time.
Again.
Wait, I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites.
You sure?
Yeah, we really need, All right, we're going to... Better not follow that any farther. We're going to go now to Tom from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. I've got two computers in the same room, a couple of feet from each other. One of them is running Roadrunner. I want to use a router to connect the other one. I'm looking at a two-port Linksys router, but I can't find them so far.
Yeah, the best you're going to do is four-port.
Okay, is there any advantage
a one,
the four-port?
They sell a one-port or a four-port. A one-port to plug in to your existing hub.
Right.
Or a four-port to plug four computers into.
Yeah. Right. Get the four-port, and trust me, the additional cost of those two extra ports really aren't going to break.
Yeah, they're only like $60-$70, and it's got a built-in firewall.
Do you already have your computers networked with a hub?
No.
Right, so
then get a router hub.
Right, you get the Linksys one port and then a hub also, and then you're at the cost of what the Linksys four port would be anyway.
A Linksys one port and a hub?
No, go
Right, or a Linksys four port, which would be cheaper.
Okay,
yeah, go with the Linksys four port, and you're going to be
That's all you need.
You need the hub to hook the two computers together anyway.
Okay,
but the router takes the place of the hub. Yep. So you've only got the two machines, then you're good to go.
And built-in firewall.
And a built-in firewall.
Yes.
Don't miss
stop
that.
Those pop. What about the pop-ups and the rest of the things?
Pop-ups will come through the firewall because they come in on the same port. See, a firewall is basically a brick wall, and then you open up holes to let certain things through, and those are called ports. One of the ports that you open up is for your web stuff.
Because you want to see web pages.
Yeah. Right. Unfortunately, the pop-ups come through on that port.
Okay, one last question. What do you know about Microsoft and their next release and their operating system? Is it going to be a major change, or is it going to be another millennium? Or
The next release, theoretically, will be... And obviously, we don't know. Let me start with a disclaimer. We don't have stinking clue one.
You're not... Tied into Bill Gates.
You know, shockingly, Bill does not call me.
he doesn't confer
ask my opinion
with you.
On, well, anything.
He hasn't called in his show. Huh?
Unbelievable, isn't it? What is he thinking? What is he thinking?
Really?
If he did call in the show, I don't know that we'd be able to talk to him. We'd just sit here going, ha, 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 ha.
We wouldn't believe
it, first
of all.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly,
yeah, really.
Exactly. But here's the deal.
Well, Dave actually met him once, right?
I've met him a number of times.
Yeah. I've met him.
I got his autograph one time.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't
give
me
his picture up in a wall.
Have you washed your hands since?
No, please.
He always signed the card, not my hand.
Oh.
The next release of Windows is really... There's nothing revolutionary
coming
down.
Codename Longhorn.
Codename Longhorn. There's nothing revolutionary coming. It's all evolutionary. It's going to be a little more... Everything's going to be more tightly integrated into the operating system. Fewer additional programs. It'll all be done inside
the
system.
Because if you remember, back when... if you've been listening to Soundbites as long as we've been on the air, I always said that he was eventually doing it in steps, but he was going to get everybody to one operating system.
And they've pretty much done that now. They've discontinued the DOS-based OSs, the 98ME, and are only doing the NT-based OSs, right now 2000 and XP.
Is he ever going to release an operating system where he doesn't come up with 600 patches and
no.
And, you can't. I mean,
nobody
problems.
Can.
Nobody can. I mean, not even Linux or anybody else, because you got to. What folks have to realize is technology has changed so much. Back in the old days when Windows 286 came out, the peripherals and devices that we used to hang off a computer were very few. Heck, and we didn't even have a mouse.
And it was designed for the free exchange of information. If someone wants to send you stuff, they will, because it was all good and healthy and
yeah.
not abused yet.
I mean, now you get scanners, DVD, USB devices. I mean, the peripherals that we can hang off a computer, and now you've got to balance an OS that's going to work with all of them.
And one of the problems with Bugs is that because they are a commercial company, they cannot spend the time or the money to do as thorough a job looking at all the permutations and combinations of systems that would be needed to get rid of every bug.
Exactly.
On the Linux side, it's easier for them to do because there's tens of thousands of people all working for free, all doing it on their own time, all testing it, all updating, all of that stuff. But Microsoft can't afford that many people.
Even with 10,000 beta testers, they release it to the public. Now there's 100 million people using it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
So the problems come out. And it's not really, you know, it's not that they have lazy programmers or stupid programmers or bad programmers.
Right.
They just have an incredible number of variations of hardware that they can run on.
And what is it now? The even Windows XP is like a million lines of code?
Right. Yeah, nobody understands a million lines of code.
Exactly.
So one last thing, if I can find a two-port router on the internet that'll be shipped, I think I might have found one. And
don't bother.
Well, don't be confused. Every router will have a WAN port you plug into your Roadrunner, and then one port for your hub. They might call that a two-port router. Because
right.
It's got two ports on it.
But it's not going to connect to two computers.
Exactly.
Right, it only connects one
they
computer.
Are not
trust
that
me,
expensive.
Go with the four port
okay.
And grab it. You'll be, you know, looking for a two port router, you'll be saving $20
right.
And it's going to take you a month and a half to look for it.
And then in a couple of months when you get your third computer, you won't be able to use it anyway.
Right. Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go. Okay. Thank you very much. It's a tough choice all the way around.
I haven't seen a two port.
Well, yeah. I could see some marketing person calling a one port router two
yeah.
ports because it has two ports on it. One
right.
For the WAN, one for the LAN.
Right. And you got to hook it up to a hub.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Our next caller, Glenn from Leroy. Welcome, Glenn. What's your question?
Well, I have a Gateway Pentium 3 computer.
Uh-huh.
And hard drive was giving a little bit of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped booting up properly, so I put a new hard drive in.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And didn't put any operating system on it. And but when I turn it on, I still get the Windows 98 second edition screen, and then it goes to screen one to know if I want to go normal safe mode or, and it won't boot from there on up.
You put in a brand new hard drive, turned it on without installing an operating system, and then you see this.
Yep.
Not a new hard drive.
It's not a new hard drive.
Yeah.
I don't know who you bought it from, but it's not a new hard drive.
Right.
Okay, now it comes back and it says it wants to do a scan register.
What you need to do is probably reinstall the operating system.
Well, I'd take it back. If it was sold as a new hard drive and it's already got someone's broken OS on it,
yeah, that's
it's
true.
Not a new hard drive.
Yeah, whoever sold you this...
You think there's an operating system on that hard drive?
Yes, we know there's an operating system on the hard drive. There's no magic here if there's no operating system.
Wait a
minute. Did you replace your existing drive or add this as a second drive?
I started to replace this. I put it out as a main drive and leave the other drive out as a secondary, as a slave. But then I started having problems, so I just took the other drive out completely.
So, yeah, then and it's trying to boot. And if it's supposed to be a brand-new hard drive, it should come up not knowing anything.
Yeah,
it should be totally
yeah, we don't want to know where you got it. Do
you'll
not tell us.
You'll get an operating system not found error.
Yeah. Yeah. You need I'm sure it was a legitimate, honest, and innocent mistake, but you need to bring it back to them and explain to them that this is not a brand new hard drive.
Oh, no, wait a minute, though. No. Now, in defense of the person that sold the hard drive...
That's what I'm saying. It may not have been on purpose.
No, what I'm saying is they might have put the drive in to test it for him, and the way to test the hard drive is just to format it and boot it. you know, format it and partition it and just make it so it boots, okay, so you don't get that no hard drive bound.
I've gone back and reformatted the drive and repartitioned it.
Okay.
And it still does it.
So now you got to install the OS.
You formatted and partitioned and have not installed an OS, and it still tries to boot and give you these errors?
Right. You can still see the Windows.
You're still booting the other hard drive then.
It's disconnected.
No. If he formats it and puts it in and starts the Windows, you know, part of it, and it doesn't complete, he's still got to... You've got to put the CD in for your Windows 98 and reinstall the OS again.
Well, you boot your floppy, you do FDisk and do a format. And then when you reboot, it gives you the Windows logo.
Yeah, I was using the floppy drive that came with, or the floppy disk that came with the hard drive. But maybe I ought to do
after
that.
A format. And if you don't start the Windows install yourself, there should be nothing on the hard drive.
Well, if he's using the Windows 98 boot disk, that will give you the Windows 98 splash screen sometimes.
On the floppy, yeah.
Yeah, on the floppy.
Well, I'm not using the Windows 98 disk because it's a Western drive.
Okay. Then you need to put in your Windows 98 CD, reboot with that, and it should reinstall the OS.
Yeah, bottom line is just install the operating system and see if that fixes it. If not, then bring it back because it's not a new drive. I mean, it may be a brand new drive, but somebody's done something interesting to it. But try that first. Going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Rappelit, and me, Nick Francesco, and Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, my name is Suzanne Franklin, and I wasn't aware that you rented tuxedos, and my son was going to his prom and had rented a tuxedo from a tux shop, and it didn't fit. He went back, they sent him back with another, and the buttons were missing off the shirt, and I called down to your store, and you had tuxedo shirts, they ironed one for him, they got him dressed, cufflinks, everything, and I just thought that was amazing. Another son of mine then had the opportunity to rent a tux last night for his graduation, and it was beautiful. His cap and gown was all wrinkled, and we ran in at the last minute to get his tuxedo, and they offered to iron his gown for him. And I just think they go above and beyond, and I wanted to let you know that.
Not only did you let me know it, Suzanne, but the whole country. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of the Men's Warehouse.
Tuxedo rentals starting at $50. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Right now at Wegmans, you could win a 2003 Buick Park Avenue Ultra or one of three weekly prizes of $5,000 in free groceries in the General Motors United Driveaway Bonus Sweepstakes at Wegmans and Chase Pitkin. To enter, simply swipe your Shopper's Club card at any Rochester area Wegmans or Chase Pitkin and donate a dollar to United Way. It's that easy. The more times you enter, the more chances you have to win. As if you needed another reason to shop at Wegmans. Now, you have three. The chance to win $5,000 in free groceries. The chance to win a brand new Buick Park Avenue Ultra. And best of all, the chance to help United Way. It all starts with a $1 donation at Wegmans and Chase Pitkin. But hurry, the General Motors United Driveaway Bonus Sweepstakes at Wegmans and Chase Pitkin ends May 3rd. Enter to win today. No purchase necessary. Official rules available at the service desk.
When are you done babysitting?
I think the kid's mom's at midnight.
Why is he crying?
I'll go check on him. You don't finish my joint while I'm up.
When are you done babysitting?
I'm not sure.
That kid's loud.
Wow. I thought that was the TV.
When are you done babysitting?
Who knows?
This is lame.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. Marijuana can impair your judgment. Marijuana. Harmless?
Facts. The anti-drug. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
One company, three exceptional certified pre-owned vehicle programs. That's what you'll get with the Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned programs, all backed by Ford, and delivering only the best to you. And right now, get APR financing as low as 3.9% on Taurus, Ranger, Mountaineer, Focus, Windstar, Villager, Explorer, and Sable. Not all buyers will qualify. Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 2003. See dealer for details. For more information, visit FordCPO.com.
Rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the great, great Soundbites Computer Radio Show. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Berry.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we'll be taking your calls, and in fact, we're going to take Bonnie's call all the way from Webster, New York. Welcome, Bonnie. What's your question?
Oh, good afternoon to the computer gods.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm having a problem. I have a new computer I got a couple months ago, and I'm learning a lot of new things. But what I want to learn how to do is to burn CDs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I had picked out my downloads. I had selected the said music I want to copy. And then my choice would be, like, copy all items to audio CD, and then a screen will pop up. We'll say Windows Media Player, and there will be, like, a list of the music that I want to copy. And that is blank, and it freezes up all the time, and then it will say Windows Media Player not responding.
Yeah, Bonnie, you wouldn't want to I wouldn't suggest using that. But with most new PCs,
mm-hmm.
it comes with a program, either Nero or Easy Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those, like Nero, it's got a utility in there called the Wizard when you click on it, and it walks you through with little pictures step by step that you want to create a data CD or a music CD,
mm-hmm.
and you click on that. That's better to use than trying to use the Microsoft program for creating and copying, whether it's data CDs or music CDs.
Okay.
So look for a program. If you go down to the Start button, click on Programs.
These programs are on the installation CD and should have been installed.
Pre-installed.
With the CD player, the CD burner.
You said Easy Creator or
Nero.
Nero, that's N like Nancy?
Yeah, N-E-R-O.
Yeah, Nero like while Rome burns, get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I had another one.
And the icon is a flaming CD.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I had another on my computer. It also says record now. And tried that the other day, and I came up dead end. I couldn't get anything on there.
Yeah, you'll have one of Easy Creator or Nero on your system. If they didn't install, then you can install them from the CD that came with the CD burner. The driver CD also should have these programs on it. So if they didn't install, you can install them from that. But they should already be on your machine. Give them a try.
They should be. All right, great.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have fun. Our next caller is Sue from Rochester, New York.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hi,
hello.
Sue.
I have to tell you, I am not very computer literate, but I love listening to your show because I think by the process of osmosis or whatever, I'm learning a little bit every single time I listen.
God bless you. That's why we're here.
You guys are awesome. Here's
Thank
my
you.
Question. I have a Toshiba laptop, which I absolutely love,
mm-hmm.
Pentium 4 Windows XP. I've had it for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
The only glitch I have had with this lovely machine is when I'm running AOL, which I run version 6.0, and every once in a while, I'll be doing something, say I'm on my banking website, and it's uploading the next image or wherever I'm going to the next part of the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get this error in the middle of the screen, and it says the operation couldn't be completed due to low memory. Please close one or more open windows. It will continue, you know, loading whatever information. I can't close a bloody thing. I end up having to go into Windows Task Manager and ending the task, and when I do, I've noticed that when I go to open up the AOL software again, it's like it's updating itself. It does that
yeah.
little percentage thing.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of, I mean, as far as I can tell, I have a lot of open memory on this computer, and I'm just kind of curious as to what's going on.
How much memory do you have on this machine?
I am looking at it right now. It has a total of 256 megabytes of RAM.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
20,
really a lot.
30 gigabyte hard drive.
Right. Yeah, see, 256
is low. Well, it's the RAM that's important. Here's the deal. What else are you running when you have AOL open?
You know, I've got the Norton antivirus, you know, the software. I try to close down anything that's open in, you know, on the bottom on the taskbar. because I found that it doesn't happen as frequently when I do that. I may have my Microsoft Money software open. Doesn't matter, though, if that's open or not. That's really the only thing. It's usually just the AOL.
Right.
When you do that task manager, how many things are listed there?
There's a lot.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. But then I do close them out before I go into the AOL.
Well, closing them out doesn't necessarily do it. You got to wait a few minutes before you move on.
And better yet, tell them not to run in the first place.
Yeah, you tell them not to run in the first place. You can type msconfig. If you go to start, run, and type msconfig.
Okay.
It'll open up a window, and the last tab is startup. So if you've got things popping into that tray, say like the AO Instant Messenger and the Real Player, you can uncheck those.
Yeah, Real Player you should never run.
They won't be taking up resources. You can turn those items off safely from there, and then that way you don't have to shut them down or wait for them. And it doesn't eliminate the programs. They're still there if you need to start them, but they won't automatically start and take up resources.
Wonderful.
Because 256K of memory is literally the low end for Windows XP.
Okay.
In addition, I have to tell you, Sue, 6.0 is two versions back.
Yeah, I'm terrible about doing that. I'm constantly like, oh, you want me to update again?
Well, here's the problem. One of the things that they usually update is how well the thing works under an operating system.
Okay.
6.0, I believe, was not optimized for Windows XP.
So that makes sense.
There you go.
I think most people skipped it anyway, stayed in 5 and then waited for 7.
Right. So you need to run to 8 now.
Okay.
And that may also help. Do all the things we suggested, but also do 8.
Okay.
And that should all help.
Good.
Okie doke.
Good. And I do have to answer your little your question you're asking on your website. You have to back up everything at least once a week. And I back up every time I use my Microsoft Money.
There you go.
I back that sucker up.
Yes,
every single time it gets opened, it gets backed up.
The way to do it.
The basic rule of thumb is you back up as often as you don't want to recreate.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind retyping a month's worth of files, back up every month.
Right.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Right.
I know people that back up every hour.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
In some time-critical job, one of our customers does medical billing data.
Mm-hmm.
They have a real-time, continuous backup. Every time a file is written, it gets backed up.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sue.
All right. Bye.
Have fun. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
The Home Depot is more than a store. It's inspiration to create the lawn and garden wonderland you want. Right now, get everything you need to make your yard your pride and joy. The Home Depot has plants from all the best growers. Begonias to exotic orchids. Climbing vines to ground cover. We also have our one-year plant guarantee, so the color of your thumb will never come into play. Get the power to mow, blow, edge, and trim with the most dependable names in outdoor power tools. Powerful stuff like John Deere, Toro, Honda, and Echo. The right tools, the right accessories, the right one for you. And let our experienced associates answer all your questions to help you figure out what or how much you'll need to make your yard look spectacular. The Home Depot is the guaranteed low price every day to make every dollar work. We're more than a store. We're where your lawn and garden dreams become your lawn and garden reality. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
The following conversation is real. It took place on March 7th, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar Emergency, this is Stacy. Have you located KM Ranch Road?
Yes, I'm unhurt, but my truck is totaled. Could you call my wife?
After the Highway Patrol is contacted, I will conference you in with your wife.
Okay, thanks.
Sheriff's Office.
Yes, this is Stacy with OnStar. I have an accident with airbag deployment located on KM Ranch Road.
When you have OnStar, if your airbag deploys, an advisor receives a signal and calls to see if you need help. If no one answers, we'll locate you by satellite and send for emergency services.
Mr. Fuller, I have your wife on the line.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I totaled the truck, I think.
Okay, babe, I'm coming to get you now.
OnStar is available on the Chevy Trailblazer. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com/Trailblazer.
Mr. Fuller, would you like me to stay on the line with you until your wife arrives?
No, I'll be fine, thanks. You know, it's OnStar's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
Well, thank you, sir. Please know we're here for you whenever you need us.
OnStar, always there, always ready.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this...
is what?
This is Sound Bites.
Could be.
And it is. It is Sound Bites. I'm pretty sure it's Sound Bites. It's been Sound Bites for a while now, and I'm thinking for at least the next 15 or so minutes, it's still Sound Bites. Our next caller, calling all the way from Rochester, New York, it's Joe. Welcome, Joe. What's your question?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not so good right now. That's why I'm calling you.
You're right. Right. How many people are good when they call us?
Yeah,
good.
Exactly.
I just want to tell you I'm not having a problem. Bye.
I'm one of those anti-backuppers, and I was exchanging pictures with a friend of mine, as we always do, and one of her pictures was changed into this little thing called a love letter, and ruined all my pictures, you know, irreplaceable pictures I had in the computer.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't have them backed up. Is there a way to get them back? I have them all saved. I have the corrupted files all saved.
You can try running an antivirus program on that, but I kind of doubt it.
No, I'm afraid we have to give you a little bit of bad news here, Joe. I'm sorry. What happens is the love letter actually replaces the picture with itself, and so those pictures are gone.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't have a good answer for you here. You need to be running antivirus software, and you need to back up.
I was running Norton, and I did run Norton trying to clean it up. Also ran StopSite, and all those programs did was delete them.
Exactly.
Yeah because
the virus had already executed, and your files were already gone.
Yep. It's, you need to be running your antivirus software in the background all the time. Then it would have caught the love letter coming in.
And keeping it updated.
That's the problem. I was running a Zone Alarm also behind it as a firewall.
Yep.
And Norton was up also.
Yeah, but if you're not updating the DAT files, the information files, the Zone Alarm just stops people from hacking into your system.
Right.
But the antivirus software will literally stop the viruses. And the other key component of that is you have to stay current. If you Norton is usually either a 6 month or a 1 year subscription. If you let that run out 1 week, then you're out of sync.
And you need to update your antivirus definitions at least twice a week. And if you're on high speed internet, every day.
Well, they usually come out on Wednesdays, and I always tell folks definitely check by Thursday.
When there's an especially nasty virus, all the companies release a special update.
Yeah, luckily, I've had updates 2, 3, 4 times a
luckily
week.
Luckily, on a week, good note though is we haven't seen something like that. Knock on wood, in about 4 or 5 months, where they've had to do more than an update once a week.
But I'm sorry, Joe. I hate to tell you this, but they're gone.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Sorry.
Love the show, though.
We don't always say we'll be the bearer of good news.
I hate to say that. It just... But that's another good reason to back up. Don't trust your data to your hard drive when you've got that hard drive exposed to the Internet. Our next caller, Ron from Savannah, New York. Where's Savannah, Ron?
Just on the other side of Newark, and Clyde is in between us.
We're out
there.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to follow suit and say that you guys, you know, you're fun, you're entertaining, and do I dare say educational?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Don't throw the E-word in there, for heaven's sake. Thank you.
You guys are great. Trust me.
Thank you. That's what we like to hear.
I've been following you for, I don't know, about a year, I guess, on and off. It's kind of hard to catch you every Saturday, but, you know, I love it when I do. I'm always, you know, checking your website. I got it on my favorites.
Thank you.
Here is my question.
Yes.
I got a Dell. I've had it for about a year and a half, so it's really not that old.
In computer terms, it actually is, though.
Yeah.
I know. I want to run my MP3s that I've downloaded through my sound card, through my instant messenger. Is this possible?
Through your instant messenger?
Well, you know, I talk to my brother through my messenger.
Yeah.
I can talk to him on mic, but if I've tried sending him songs... You know, the problem's on his end, but he can't accept them. It kind of freezes up his system, so I've stopped sending them.
Yeah. You can mail them to him, but I don't know that you can play
them. He has a real problem with anything over, you know, if it's a megabyte, it's, like, too big for him. He's on dial-up. It takes him...
It takes long. A lot of email services have a maximum file size that will allow.
You know what would be easier?
What's that?
Is just burn them to a CD and mail them to him.
So are you telling me it's impossible?
No.
It's
another thing you can do is set up an FTP space on your internet provider.
Okay.
FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol.
Right.
And that's how files are supposed to be transmitted on the internet. So, like what we've done with the Soundbites archives, we post them all on our big hard drive, and you can download them at your leisure and however long it takes. So you could put the files on your FTP site, and he can download them as he wants.
But it's still going to take him a long time
because
he's doing dial-up.
Right.
Yeah, the problem is not at your end, and the problem is not at his end in terms of physical space or any of that stuff. The problem is his dial-up limits the speed at which it can be downloaded, so it's just going to take him forever.
You can re-encode your files at a lower bit rate. You get a lower quality signal.
And then it'll take him half forever.
Right, but it will take less time to download.
Well, I've tried. What I have is I have my, instead of having the speakers that came with my computer, I'm running it through my stereo.
Mm-hmm.
What I was wondering is if there's a way that I can connect my stereo through my microphone.
Well, if you, instead of running out through the thing, you can run it through the aux.
You're right.
Right? So you can actually pull things in if you want to, or it doesn't have to leave the computer at all. But what he's going to end up with is you're going to play the song to him.
Right.
It's going to get to him scratchy and with breaks in it because he's on a dial-up. And what's he going to do with it when he gets it?
Listen.
Right. Well, yeah.
So you're telling me to run it into my computer or into my stereo and then out of my stereo.
Well, put the speaker next to the microphone and let it pick up the background noise.
The deal is this. No instant messenger is designed to play an audio file by itself. So there's nothing I know of that lets you simply play the file and let it be heard.
So the quality is just not going to be there. I've tried the microphone next to the speaker, but I was kind of more interested in the quality.
No, now we're talking burn the CD.
Yep.
Just quick, simple, and
easy. Or upgrade,
you got it.
Upgrade,
you're done.
Upgrade him from dial-up into high speed.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But it sounds like burning time to me.
That's fine. Yeah.
Have you got a burner?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Yeah. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Have fun.
Thanks. Bye.
Our next caller, Rich from Henrietta. Welcome, Rich. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Question, I installed a CD burner last year, Pacific Digital.
Yeah?
It came with CD Maker. And I have one CD, CDR, that I've been incrementally adding pictures to.
Yeah.
Over the course of time. It had 28 tracks on it, and I kept adding pictures. The last time I added pictures, it seems like everything in between the first and the last session has disappeared. I only have 8 pictures. I used to have 500 and something pictures.
That can happen. That's why you shouldn't use multi-session burns. Save everything and burn it at once.
Yeah. Is there a way to recover these files?
Not off that CD.
Yeah, no.
Well, a commercial data recovery service, like Drive Savers we mentioned earlier.
Might, but...
Because basically the directory has been damaged, and
right.
it doesn't know where the files are.
Right.
The files probably are still on the disk.
Yeah, because I'm just looking at it. Let's say 28 tracks recordable. It's 519.6 megabytes used.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And 169 free. But I can't get at them.
Yeah, it's confused.
How many... sessions have you burned?
I think it's 28. It says 28 tracks. Does
okay. Well, 20? There's a problem, too. There's only 26 drive letters available to Windows. And A, B, and C are reserved your two floppies
yeah, no,
and your primary
it,
hard
what
drive.
It means, yeah, he's talking about tracks on the CD
on the
itself.
CD. Right.
But I think what you might try to do, and I've never really tried this, I'm trying to think of if there's a backup directory that he can replace, you know, like some sort
depends,
of disk repair thing.
It depends on whether he's, you know, saved that log when it's written to it. You know, once you end a session, it'll ask you, do you want to save the log of this?
I've always said no, so I haven't saved it.
Yeah. Other than, like Steve says, sending it off to some type of data recovery system.
Okay, are there any of those locally?
There's one in Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know as if mine would grab it or not. I've got a utility that I use for recovering stuff, but
I think it's
never
data.
Tried it off of a CD. I mean, I've done it on hard drives.
Right.
Hard drives that have been damaged and overwritten and that. I mean, you can always, I'll give it a shot for you if you want.
Okay.
There's also a program from a company called JUF Soft, JUFsoft.com.
J-U-F?
J-U-F as in Frank.
J-U-F, okay.
Called Bad Copy Pro. Because you've already got a bad copy, so I don't know why you need a professional version of that.
Right.
But it's a data recovery software utility designed to recover corrupt or lost data files from CD-ROM, CDR, CDRW disks.
Okay.
It's $40.
$40, huh?
Okay. Off the internet, there's a trial version you can download for free.
Oh, okay.
It's at jufsoft.com and / bad copy. /CD_recovery.asp. Steve's going to put that up on the website. It should be up there in a few moments at soundbites.org.
I actually, I'll have to get that from you again because I just found another service called the Vogon International Data Recovery Service.
Vogon is good for you. I know. That's
and,
good for you.
Well, they apparently have an office in Rochester.
Oh, excellent.
What's the name of that one again?
Vogon.
Vogon. V-O-G?
Yeah, V-O-G-O-N.
Bring your towel.
And you must not be a Douglas Adams fan. Yeah,
yeah right.
No.
But, yeah, give either of those a try, and I'll get that to Dave, Steve at the end of the show, and we'll put the link for the other one up. But there is a company in Rochester, Vogon, that does that. So,
okay.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks for your help.
And why aren't they advertising on our show?
I don't know.
Well, I'm almost wondering if they list every possible city. I did a Google search for Rochester, and it showed up. I haven't actually found where they physically are yet.
No.
Oh, their phone number is 405, but they say they have Rochester sites.
Well, it looks like we are done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody we didn't get to. I want to thank everybody who called, and particularly those of you who called and praised us effusively. We will be back next Saturday at 12:20 p.m. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and I'm Nick Francesco for the world's greatest, coolest and niftiest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Listen to the WHAM Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Brake and Service, and News Radio 1180 WHAM.
If you live in the greater Rochester area, odds are you're familiar with the Dorschel name. What you might be unaware of is that for the last 5 years, Dorschel has been selling and servicing top quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at two locations south of the Thruway. Dorschel Truck and Van Outlet, just 5 minutes south of Marketplace Mall on Route 390, and Dorschel Chrysler Dodge Jeep on Main Street in Honeyoye Falls. Both stores have a friendly staff and relaxed atmosphere and tremendous automotive values on hard-to-find pre-owned specialty vehicles of all makes and models. We have the area's best selection of half, three-quarter, and one-tons, short bed and long bed, regular cab, extra cab, and quad cabs, regular and full-size SUVs, and conversion vans. Value cars starting at $29.95 and a great selection of Dodge and Chrysler program cars. We've got what you want at the price you want to pay. Dorschel Truck and Van Outlet, 5 minutes south of Marketplace Mall on Route 390 at Exit 11. And Dorschel Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Main Street in Honeyoy Falls.
Hess Express, you'll always find much more of everything you're looking for. Your one-stop express shop, Hess Express.
It's April, time to shower you with another great Hess Express deal. Our colossal Coke 2 for 5 12-pack mega deal. Now at Hess Express, get two Coke 12-packs for only $5.
Hess Express, check it out.
And check this out. Right now at Hess Express, not only can you get two Coke 12-packs for $5, you can get as many as you want. No limit. Amazing. You know Hess Express is always the real deal.
You want stop.
The Hess Express Colossal Coke Mega Deal. Two Coke 12 packs, only $5. Can't beat that. Through April 30th at participating locations.
What's more fun than paying too much in taxes? Dave Martin with the American Lung Association saying, if your idea of fun is getting a root canal or overpaying your taxes, don't listen to this message. But if you like paying less in taxes and helping a wild cause, then I've got five words of advice. Don't trade it. Donate it. When you give your used car or truck to the American Lung Association, you're entitled to deduct the fair market value of your vehicle when you itemize your taxes. In plain English, that means you'll save money. And even Joe Millionaire would like that. Call 1-800-577-LUNG. We'll pick up your car within a few days free of charge. That's 1-800-577-LUNG. Or visit us on the web at donateyourcar.com.
Call 1-800-577-LUNG. The American Lung Association. Don't trade it, donate it.
Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,000 watt, 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
CBS News, I'm Susan Monday. They're homeward bound, the seven freed POWs from Iraq. CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman says the soldiers had a warm send-off.
I'm Stephen Kaufman.